Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 103.7 KISS FM. It is Allie from Allie and DZ, and it is Women's Small Business Month. So this month, I am so excited. I am talking to women who are in charge and running things at their businesses. So today is no exception. Welcome to the show from Cielo. This is Marissa Geist. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, Allie. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. I feel like I've learned so much about you from my coworkers, even Elizabeth. She has told me everything about you.
She's so great.
She was talking about what a phenomenal woman you are, and she couldn't wait for me to meet you and talk to you. So I'm excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here.
Well, so you're in charge. You are the owner of Cielo, correct?
I am actually the CEO of Cielo.
Oh, even better. The CEO.
The CEO of Cielo. Yes.
And first, I want to start by, will you just tell everyone what Cielo is if they're not familiar?
Sure. Well, no one's really heard of Cielo because we're a white labeled outsourcer. And what that means is we find talent mm-hmm. for companies under their brands.
Okay.
So if we need to recruit for a company, we go out as that company, not as Cielo. So you've probably never heard of us, but we hire about a little over a quarter of a million people every year globally in 80 plus languages in 37 countries.
A million people?
Quarter of a million people.
Oh, quarter.
Quarter of a million. Yep, sure. We can say that. Yes. A million people. Yes.
A quarter of a million people globally. Wow. That is phenomenal. And how do you even get to that place? I mean, how does it feel to be the CEO of a company and you have a quarter of a million people that you're employing every year? That's phenomenal. How does that feel?
It feels unreal most days. Really? It feels unreal.
Fair.
You know, I've been working in this industry for 20 years, mm-hmm. and I feel like I've done almost every job in the industry. Mm-hmm. And every time I got a promotion, I was hoping I knew what I was doing. Most of the time, you don't know if you can do it. But this role has been phenomenal. And I took over for the founder and the CEO, Sue Marks, who is kind of a legend here in the Milwaukee area. She started and sold a few companies, and she really invented this industry. Wow. So I took over from her, which she's about the same height as me. And I know you can't see me, but I am a strong 5'2", and Sue is probably a strong 5'1". So I say I have big proverbial shoes to fill, mm-hmm. even if her actual shoes are small.
Well, did it help, though, honestly, to have a woman as a mentor? Because I am in a male-dominated business in radio, you know, and so there are a few women I can look to, but it's slim picking. So did that help?
It completely did. Actually, when I met Sue for the first time, we met at First Watch in Brookfield, mm-hmm. and she was saying, I've heard about you. Sue's very intense. I've heard a lot about you, and I think we should meet, and I think you need to get out of that big company you're working for and come work for us. And she drew her entire business plan on the back of a mat and said, this is what we're doing. Are you excited by that? And I said, yes, I am. And then she said, okay, well, let's figure out how to work, you know, how to offer you a job. And I said, okay. And I said to her at the time, isn't that a bit risky? And she's like, there's nothing less risky than betting on yourself, Marissa. Come work for me. And I was like, that's like, it blew my mind. And when I walked in and just saw how she balanced having kids and having mm-hmm. this business and making time for the things that mattered to her and still being a strong woman in a very male-dominated space at the time, She's awesome. So, yeah.
And owning that space.
Owning that space.
And then that inspires other women like us, which is why it's so important for us to band together sometimes, you know?
Totally. And I think she kicked open a lot of the doors. So now the doors are open. I think my responsibility is making sure people want to walk through them. Sometimes when I think about what we did with our kids, well, your kids are younger than mine, but I have a 21-year-old, and dropping him off at daycare for like 10 hours a day and not being able to talk about him at work because that wasn't professional, to fast forward now, you can bring your whole self to work. How are we making sure people want to be at work? You spend so much time at work, like create a workspace that people are, they feel inclusive, they feel like they can be themselves, and they get as much out of it as we get out of them.
I love that so much, because my next question was going to be, what adversity have you faced? Because, and you mentioned one of them, even just having a family. A lot of women are afraid to talk about that in workplaces that are professional because we don't want it held against us if we talk about that, right? So what are some of the things you faced in the business as a woman, a CEO, you know?
Yes. Well, my husband said to me, we actually worked together many, many years ago. And he said, the worst thing for your career was that you were born short and a woman.
What?
And he wasn't trying to be mean. He actually meant it. He's like, you're smart, but like in a meeting, men talk over you. And so I think, I'm hoping, knock on wood, that that day has passed. But it certainly was difficult to be seen as not a support role. I'm not just here to make somebody else be a successful executive. I too could be an executive. And I think as I've had so many kids. I have four lovely boys. Making a time and a balance for family and work has been really tough. But we can shape the future of what that looks like if we model a different behavior. So just even coming to work and talking about our kids, even saying, I have to leave for a doctor's appointment. That is like, it was radical 30 years ago. Radical.
Right.
That would never, yes, it would never have happened. So just even taking some of those little things out of the workplace have really been great, and have taken some of the adversity out of what I faced.
Well, and I love it how you said, like, your husband noticed people talk over you in meetings, or you just weren't getting, you know, the type of respect you wanted. And I feel that on this show, I never would have been the host when I started it 20 years ago, because women just weren't the hosts of radio shows. And if you did, it was bizarre, and, you know, and now they're all over the place. So I feel that. And it's cool watching kind of the evolution of women, and things get better. And even if it's slow, it's changing in a good way. And now we have CEOs like you, Marissa.
Oh, thank you. And hosts like you, Allie. Like
thank you.
The face of women leading things. And I think that's great.
We give women some hope and help inspire them. And that's phenomenal. So thank you so much, Marissa. This has like been such a delight to talk to you. I want to know what advice you would give to other women entrepreneurs or business owners, because we're having lots of people on the show this month. So what's your advice for some of these women?
I would say, and I'm sure many of them already do this, but like build your network of emotional support, somebody who doesn't need anything from you, and you can be vulnerable. You can break down. You don't have to be the boss.
Yeah.
They can tell you the truth of you're not as smart as you think you are in this moment, or no one's telling you this, but this is what's happening. So emotional support, inspiration, just somebody who makes you think bigger, gets you excited, get your brain going. Laughter.
I love that.
Yeah.
Having women around you to inspire you.
Inspire, like,
so important.
Different industries. Just somebody who's like, wow, that's incredible. Laughter. Who can you laugh with? Yeah. I have friends that I go out to dinner with them, and the world is so much a better place after we leave, because my stomach hurts from laughing. And they just get you out of your own skin and let you be, recharge your battery. And then aspiration. I always have to have someone or a group that has me thinking about what I want to be next.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you get stuck and you're the boss. And so it all sits on your shoulders and you can just feel that weight, and it feels very lonely. So having someone to be like, okay, they've made the next jump, they're on the next horizon, that just keeps you sane and grounded.
Absolutely. Those are good advice. Seriously.
Thanks.
Marissa Geist, the CEO of Cielo and Boss Babe. That's what I like to call you. Thank you so much for joining me and just giving advice and inspiring other women for Women's Small Business Month. You're on fire, but you are going to lead the way and inspire women listening. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Allie. It was great to meet you as a legend. And so many people in my office were like, you get to meet the Allie Faith and Elizabeth Banks. They're like, take a selfie, which I forgot to do with Elizabeth, but I will.
That's so awesome.
But well, thank you.
We can still take a selfie and we will. Oh, Marissa, so nice to meet you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.